Well, a lot of people think it was a 400 acid trip they took, you know?
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played
CKUT in 90.3.
Then what happened?
I saw God.
You I've saw done God. That. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, we grim.
And on the seventh day, the Lord said,
let there be CKUT.
Comes the spring, and it's warm thaw. Around your neck, the eagle claw. Upon your head, the buffalo horn. Today a great new chief is born. So raise them fast towards the sun. Heart now beats, a life's begun. It's 1821. Today a Blackfoot soul is born. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Your years have gone, the years have passed. Your heart is set, your soul is cast. Stand before the council fire. You have the mind and the desire of notions wise. You speak so well, and in brave deeds you do excel. And it's 1853, and you stand the chief of Confederacy. You are the leader, you are the chief. You stand against both liar and thief. They trade, raise whiskey, steal your land, and they're coming in swift like the wind-blown sand. They shoot the buffalo, kill the game, and send their preachers into shame. And it's 1864, and you think of peace, and you think of war. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. See the settler in more numbers. He takes whatever he encounters. You see the Sioux, all battered, beaten, wrong and right, they haven't eaten. And as per se, we're much the same. It seems like such a heartless game. And it's 1876, and the enemy's full of those death-dealing tricks. Today the treaty stands on the table. Will you sign it? Are you able? It offers food and protection too. Do you really think Chagrin, and in return you see all of your land, and it's 1877, and you know the scales are so uneven. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Buffalo are slaughtered, there's nothing to eat. The government's late again with the meat, and your people are riddled with the white man's disease. And in the summer they're sick, and in the winter they freeze. And sometimes you wonder why you signed that day, but they broke the treaties themselves anyway. And it's 1889, and your Death Star explodes, and then it falls. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. The years have gone, the years have flown, the nation's sins have swiftly grown, but yet for the Indian it's all the same. There's still the hardship, there's still the pain, there's still the hardship, there's still a strife. Its bitterness shines like a whetted knife. There's still the hypocrisy and the hate. Was that in the treaties? Is that the fate? We're all unhappy pawns in the government's game, and it's always the Indian gets the blame. It's a problem which money can never lessen, and it's 1967. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? There'll be a better tomorrow. Maybe one day you'll find honesty instead of the usual treachery. Perhaps one day the truth shall prevail, and the warmth of love which it doesn't take. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow.
everyone. Welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I am Annika.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Rose.
And today we have a really fun show planned for you guys. And you might be wondering, what makes this show so fun and special today? And the answer is that we are wearing Christmas-themed headbands right now as we record this.
Holiday season-themed headbands.
Right, of course. there are reindeers.
But of course.
There are reindeer stars. What's on my head?
A single ornament.
A single ornament. That goes on a tree. Or it could go on a menorah.
Oh.
Or a Kwanzaa decoration.
Hanukkah was last Sunday. Day of Hanukkah.
What did
Happy
you guys
Hanukkah.
Do?
Hanukkah.
What did you guys do? Oh,
we made
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
What? You guys made latkes?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have them with applesauce?
Yes.
And sour?
There was the option to have them with applesauce, and I politely declined.
Really?
Why?
You don't like applesauce?
I like applesauce in a specific context with granola inside, maybe.
Ew. Okay, anyway. Do you know that I have a theory that every culture on Earth has a form of the potato pancake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was dumplings or sandwiches,
both.
Though.
Well, probably
Wait,
both. But this is my theory. That's like a theory.
What do the French have?
Yeah. They have potatoes. They have potatoes.
They
but
have
it's
like
not a potato pancake.
Like the baked potato dough thing. I've seen it. They have one.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, but potatoes, when were potatoes introduced to different regions?
Girl, I feel like they're a pretty versatile vegetable. Like, I feel like they grow in most
True.
Places. Or if not potato, then like a yam or a sweet potato.
Okay.
You know? Because like a sweet potato is in there.
A buried vegetable.
Yes, a root vegetable.
A
if
root
you will.
Vegetable.
Is that potato even a root vegetable? I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it grows in
yeah.
the dirt.
No, but does it have roots?
It has truffle energy.
Mm-hmm.
Truffle energy? Like
yeah,
mushrooms?
Like the mushrooms.
Do you know what I've always wanted to meet?
A truffle pig. Hunter.
A truffle
yes.
pig, yeah.
You know there's
What's
like truffle
pig?
Dogs.
Yeah.
And truffle,
it's the thing that
they sniff them out.
They sniff
yeah.
them out.
Well, I have watched a lot of YouTube videos about truffles in the restaurant business, and
a day in the life of a sous chef in Vancouver.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of those silly videos when I'm feeling down.
Oh man!
Oh
okay,
man!
And, okay,
and
yeah.
they're really fruitful, and you learn that the rain seasons really do determine the taste of a lot of different foods,
mm-hmm.
namely truffles. Butter, and you wouldn't think it butter, right? But
no,
the rain, how much it rains entirely, it because that's how the cows get fed with the amount of hydrated grass that exists.
True.
So, yeah.
So cool.
Grapes, too.
Really?
That's why wine all tastes so different, basically, yeah. depending on where it's grown. Because naturally, if it's grown in a rainy region, it'll taste different. If it's grown in a dry region, it'll taste
that's
different.
That's true.
You know what I love?
Mm.
You know, that we use 30 minutes of the week to record this radio show. Mika vacuums probably, I don't know, I can't
maybe
even imagine, maybe
ever...
10 minutes per year.
Yeah.
And these are overlapping right now, which I think is really exciting.
It is true. I don't think I've ever seen her use a vacuum.
No.
And she chooses the one. It's because there's people coming over tonight.
Right.
So she's vacuuming. And there she goes again. She just started. I don't know, dear listeners, if you can hear the vacuuming going on a floor above us.
No, not even a floor
it's
above us.
On the
Entirely
same floor.
On the
Is
same
it in her
floor?
Room?
Yeah.
Is she vacuuming her room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, it's because...
Things we do for men. Ha ha.
So true.
So true.
That's fun, though. How often would you guys say that you do, like, a full clean of your apartment? Because for me, it's never.
I think it's whenever we have parties.
Yeah.
Whenever
Maya cleans whenever we have parties.
I'll
you
clean
very well. You clean the kitchen, the living room. I clean whenever I feel like
it's getting too much.
Which my threshold seems to be, I seem to not get annoyed until we reach really, really.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in second year, my threshold was very high. Like I was always cleaning, and like throughout my time living.
I mean, your threshold was low.
Yeah, for mess, but it was high for. Cleaning.
Your threshold was low because
yes.
you were cleaning
and
all
now,
the time.
And now, like as I've lived with more and more roommates, like it's gotten so. I'm sorry, I can't focus because Mika is vacuuming.
Yeah.
I feel as though I clean less now than ever before. I think did your buzzer just go off?
Yeah, it was our laundromat.
Oh. Do you have laundry like in unit laundry?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Okay,
do
I
you?
Always thought. Yeah, I do. But I always thought that, like, growing up, that, like, in-unit laundry was going to be the... Did you just cough during the radio show?
I love communal living.
To go back a little bit, guys. So Mika has stopped vacuuming. And now she's decided to walk through the room and cough.
Honestly, this is a plea for CKT to open up their studios again.
Yeah.
Please. We beg you.
We can't live like this. Oh my God. Like, she's so obnoxious. I can't live like this. We're going to have to cut out this long pause. This is going to be the most editing heavy show we have ever recorded because A, we cannot focus to save our lives, and B, Mika won't stop making noises.
Okay, anyways, I think we should stop talking about cleaning and talk about your comedy sketch show.
Yes, so true.
So true, bestie.
Bring Your Own Juice, McGill's best and only sketch comedy group, had our annual show last week. And it was great. A girl from the Tribune came and covered us, and...
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool. She gave us a great review. She took some pictures. And it was big fun. And you know when you finish a project that you've been working on for like several months and now you just have like all this empty time with nothing to do with it?
Yeah.
And like that's where the depression creeps in. That's what I'm currently experiencing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah. Like I'm like every day I wake up and I'm like, I should go to rehearsal, and then I'm like, wait, but there's no rehearsal because the show's
really
over.
Oh, that's really sad.
That's sad.
So you feel aimless. Well, what about finals and stuff?
Oh my God, my finals are going so poorly.
Oh really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I just like, and like they're not going well. Like I had to ask for extensions already on two of them, which are like written ones.
Same.
And then I have another one on the 16th that I have not started studying for. How about you guys? Do you have any in-person ones?
I had one in-person one on Wednesday, and it went horribly.
How did you have to wait in that weird line?
No, thankfully it was a music exam, so I didn't have to go into the field house. But apparently, people got in an hour past when their exam started.
That I heard. Yeah, this is a big McGill thing we can talk about. Is that
McGill sucks?
McGill sucks. I just can't imagine like because the people
a real
show up,
school being doing this.
I can't imagine you're like in line outside in the freezing cold and you're looking at your watch and it says your exam started 10 minutes ago. Like that's
terrifying.
Unreal. Like I freak out.
Unacceptable. The McGill community deserves answers. And I think we got them via Instagram.
Did we?
What happened?
What happened on Instagram?
Well, they just were disorganized, and you have to email an email to be able to get compensated appropriately.
I also heard that there's an option to redo it if they want to.
Really?
Like, yeah, once they get their grade back. But, like, it's annoying. Like, you want it done and out of the way.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you have your three-hour time period, and then they diminish it, and then they're like, oh, but you can write it again. Like, that's not a treat.
No.
You're not giving me a treat by saying I can write it again.
Exactly.
You should have just extended the amount of time in the
I'm sure they had another one to do.
Oh.
Probably right after. Like, they had another, they had back-to-back exit. Because it's always, like, it's 8:30, 2:30, 6:30.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah. I know. I make a lot of good points, actually.
But yeah, that's really upsetting.
I had a fever while I was in my in-person exam.
Really? When?
It was Mika and I's econ one. God, that was awful. Sniffling nose, fever.
Ugh.
Yeah, but I had to go. We had tested negative previously for COVID, so it was just like, okay, let me just enter this space.
Exactly.
Because that is random. Like, what do they do if someone, like, has symptoms and is like, I can't come to the field house? Like...
Oh, mine wasn't at the field house.
No, but, like, in the field house. Like, if you have symptoms, you're not, like, I hate to
say
it, but
you're
not missing your exam, right? So then what if they, like, everyone in the field house has to get tested then if someone in there comes positive for COVID?
I guess so.
That's insane. They should not have done big exams like that.
No, I don't know why any professor would make their exam one that you would take in there. Because it's just such high exposure.
I know. Well, I have three exams this year, and all three were supposed to be online, and then from the tentative to the confirmed final exam schedule, one changed, and now I have an in-person exam, so I already booked my flight, so I had to change my flight.
That sucks.
I know.
That's not
really
okay.
Terrible. Well, it's just because, like, never in my 4 years at McGill has the tentative schedule ever changed to the final schedule.
Really?
And this one time it changed.
I don't know why they don't just stick to
mine
the
have
final,
changed.
You
know. Really?
Yeah, I always wait until the final comes out to schedule flights.
I don't usually have exams that are on the
schedule.
Because
I used to have one, like, there was, in first year, it was planned for the 13th and then got moved to the 15th or whatever. So
tragic.
Tragic, really.
A two-day
just
difference.
So upsetting.
Do you usually drive or train, or do you usually fly?
I take a plane.
Okay.
I take a plane.
You could have just been fly, but you're like, I take a private
plane,
actually. Succession style.
I fly. It's so much easier, and the bus takes
10 hours, yeah, and the train takes 10 hours because, yeah, of all the border stuff.
Yeah, so like, yeah,
it's just easier to just go back to New York. But, but yeah. So what are your plans for home? Are you excited to go home?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think it's gonna be.
You do not sound excited.
No, I'm not excited.
Yeah,
at
I don't
all.
Know why you would lie.
But
to the people.
I'm trying to think about the possibility of my parents tuning in, which I don't think they've ever tuned into this show.
My parents have no idea this show.
Okay,
really?
Yeah. Okay, this is just like some side hustle.
Well, they're not
about
proud
at all.
Of me, and they don't care about me. So yeah.
Did you tell them about Biaj?
I did, and they wanted to see a video, and I was like, 80% of these jokes are sex jokes. There's a scene in which I go behind a curtain and just make sex noises for 35 seconds.
Yeah.
So
I think,
like,
it was longer than 35 seconds. No,
it might have been a minute. It might have been a minute. Yeah.
What was your process when you were writing that? Or who wrote that?
Luke wrote it. Mm-hmm. And I think his process was, in every single one of the sketches he wrote, it was just him yelling at women.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's so interesting.
Which is so fun because
you should dive into that deeper,
yeah,
psychologically.
He has a lot of stuff. He writes a lot of stuff about abusive fathers.
Hmm.
So I'm really hoping he's not listening. I don't think he's listening to this, or anyone who knows him is listening to this. But like, it makes you think, you know, like, you okay, bud? You okay
in there?
Anyway, he wrote it. I think that was his process. He was just like, I'd love to make some sex noises behind a curtain.
This is what I fantasized about.
Yeah. Actually, fun fact, we were actually having sex behind that curtain.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was really live.
Mm-hmm. And then the clown joined in.
Yeah, it was live comedy, man. It was live.
Genuine.
So yeah. Truth to the people.
Crazy how your kids didn't leave the floor when that was happening.
Don't call them my kids. It's so rude.
Yeah, we could see her feet underneath the curtain.
Could you really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So we just all saw you hung there.
We were doing it. We were doing it standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's how it
very
works.
Anaerobic.
It was. It was a great workout.
Very aerobic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
anaerobic.
The
word.
Anaerobic is
like a chemistry
absence of
thing.
Oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been there.
Oh my god! No way.
Choking.
Oh no.
Wow.
So you can tell.
Stop. This isn't our comedy special.
Stop being so funny, Annika.
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
What,
I don't
you think
know.
The frequencies are anti-sex?
Probably.
No.
I definitely I've heard people talk about sex on the radio before. That's not true. Now I'm really glad my parents don't listen to this show. Do your guys' parents know you do the radio show?
They yeah. know I do the radio show. Mm-hmm. But they don't listen to it.
Yeah, they stopped asking me questions a long time ago.
Well, it's also like I feel like as soon as you start something new, like a new project, your parents are like, oh, cool. And also, like, they don't really get what I do with my life. So
yeah.
I tell them, and they're like, nice, like, we'd love to see it. And I'm like, you actually, like, wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah,
like,
genuinely.
You can say you'd love to see it, but, like, I don't think anything I do, they would like.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not their taste, which is fine. It's
yeah.
just, like...
Did Maya's parents like the show?
Oh, my God. So, for our people at home...
For our listeners at home...
At this comedy show, one of the members, her parents came, and her parents are immigrants. And
from where?
From Lebanon, I think. And so...
Maya's from Lebanon?
My dad's from Lebanon.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, and then so, basically, we're doing this thing, and again, 80% of the jokes are about sex. And apparently they liked it. Apparently they did not mind it at all. But in one of them, the thing was just, like... Every night we would pick one member of the audience and harass them. And this night, I was on stage, and the guy who I was on stage with decided to pick one at random, and it happened to be Maya's dad.
Oh.
And so he was berating Maya's dad. And I was standing there, and I'm like trying to go along with the bit because I'm on stage and I have to be in character, but also like, stop, like, that's her dad. Stop.
Oh no, it's so awkward.
Yeah, but it ended up being funny. It was fine. He was a good sport about it, so it's good.
Oh.
Yeah. But I also feel like you have to be when you're like, this is my kid's show. Like, oh, okay.
Her
yeah.
girl,
like I'll
so
I'll
funny.
Help. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I can't imagine if my along. Mom were selected for that. Like she would crumble.
Really?
She would not know what to say.
No. My parents love audience participation.
Really?
They
Seriously?
Love to participate. They are always raising their hands and standing up and getting on stage. Like they think it's the funniest thing in the world. To, like,
really?
Audience participate. I know. And it's
I hate it.
And no. imagine like
it scares the living.
I can't
out
do
of
it.
Me.
No, I can't do it either. I like imagine growing up like that.
Really?
Your parents are always trying to get you on
How
stage.
How did that? For why?
I don't know. And like no one else on the planet likes audience participation.
No.
Like, I've never met a single other person. My parents love it.
But at Cirque du Soleil, you can pay extra to like participate.
But like, why would you ever do that?
Apparently, people.
That's
do.
Why they're bankrupt now.
Yep.
Are they really?
Yeah,
they are.
COVID really hit them hard. And also they've been kind of like declining over the past few years.
Wow. Did you guys see the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show?
No, I did not. Like, how was that? I did see the Broadway Cirque du Soleil show though, and it was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, I feel like
I loved Cirque du Soleil as a kid.
Yeah.
I was into it.
I mean, it's really impressive.
It was impressive.
Yeah. I remember watching it, like, because you kind of have to watch it in a big space.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine, like, do they do it in a Broadway theater?
Yeah, that's what, so they were trying to, you know, change it, because, like, at the beginning, the whole revolutionary aspect of the of Cirque du Soleil was that it was, like, in the middle.
Yeah.
Of the like tent, a real like, yeah, a circle, like a circus. Like a real circus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then they weren't doing like classic circus stuff, and then they tried to switch it back to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw the like Rockette / Cirque du Soleil show. Ooh. It was very weird.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work well on that kind of stage.
Right. I love the Rockettes.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Planet falling apart. riding over your shoulder, running, running in the dark, daughter, climbing over the border, driven down the boulevard. Your only heart. Your only
okay, those Allure videos that are like, this is
how you
play in the life of a rocket.
I love those videos.
I love those.
I love Rockette. I love for it.
There's also Day in the Life of a Garbage Woman.
I like that one too. Yeah. And I watched Day in the Life of a Firefighter and Day in the Life of a Female Bodybuilder. That was a good one.
I should watch that one.
That was a really good
one. It's like it's the contemporary equivalent of having somebody come into your classroom.
Yeah.
That is so true.
I didn't even put that together.
Wow. That's a really, astute observation. You should write that down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll write it down.
You should.
Because that's definitely useful to put into the universe.
It is. It's a great observation. That's so true. Like, when people would... Did you ever have someone come into, grade 8 class on, a health and career day and be like... Hey, so if you're underage and you have your own nudes on your phone, that's child pornography and you're going to go to jail.
What?
No,
I did not get
okay,
that.
Okay, we had a person every year of high school come in, a police officer, I think it was. We had a police officer come in and tell us, about, things you can do that will get you in trouble. And one of the things was, if you're underage and you have your own nudes on your phone, you can, that's child pornography.
If you have nudes of yourself?
Yeah. And I remember hearing that and being like, oh my god, I will never take a nude. And I'm looking back now and I'm like, why did they, that should not be the case. That's just so random.
I actually do remember hearing this.
Yeah.
Really? Doesn't make any
under
sense.
Under 18. And they were like, if they catch you with that, you're going to jail.
But you still have rights to your,
body
and body.
To photograph your body how you'd like. Yeah. No,
and it's ridiculous because isn't it the fact that it's being, if it's possessed by somebody who's not underage and whose body it isn't.
Yeah.
Isn't that what what you should be charged for? Anyway, so
I thought it was just fear factor.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to discourage you from taking a nude at all because they didn't want you to get, pedophiled. Speaking of which, was anybody else groomed on Kick as a child?
No, I didn't. I wasn't allowed.
Oh, you just unlocked another memory?
I was groomed. I remember I had an internet boyfriend and he sent me a selfie because I was 12 and he said that he was 14. He sent me a picture and he had a full beard. And I remember looking at that and being like, that man is not 14.
I forgot about Kick.
Yeah.
I forgot about Kick.
I never went on Kick.
I wish I could look at my Kick messages.
I wish I could too, because I bet I was feral.
Yeah.
I was out there on the hunt for some dick.
I was like, hey you.
Not hey you. I was just sorry you're gonna have to edit that screen.
My middle school crushes, we're all on Kick. We had all of our conversations on Kick.
I loved Kick. I used to be on Kick day and night.
Day and night.
I'd be in the bathroom,
butterflies looking at Kick messages.
Why can I not relate to this?
This was
at
so fundamentally altering to my childhood, the fact that I got groomed on Kick. And I didn't even realize it until the other day. I was looking back and I was like, oh, that guy was a pedophile.
How did they add your username?
I don't even remember. I don't even remember. I remember nothing leading up to it.
No, I know. What about Ask FM?
Ask FM.
I have such an embarrassing Ask FM story.
Tell us about it.
I didn't get invited in grade 8 to this girl's birthday party, and I went on anonymous mode, and I asked on her Ask FM, why didn't you invite Annika to your birthday party? And, like, of course, like, nobody else would ask that except for me. And I don't know how that was going to be, like, a really good idea, but everyone obviously knew that I asked the question. So now I was just sitting, and she was like, like, IDK, lol. And it's, like, sitting on her Ask FM forever. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's so humiliating. I remember refreshing the page so often to see if I got more questions.
Oh, my God.
But nobody cared.
No.
Nobody cared to ask me questions.
I remember, like, looking at, and this, like, lives rent-free in my brain to this day. Some girl got asked to post a screenshot of her recent messages. Like, just, like, a screen cap. Mm-hmm. And, like, she had so many guys in her recent messages. And I remember seeing that. And even now, when I'm looking at my recent messages, if it looks, like, cringe, or just, like, my mom, my dad, my brother, I'm like, no, I gotta change it. Like, I have a little itch in the back of my brain. Like, what if somebody asked me to have, like, a screenshot of my recent messages? Like, I gotta change this. Like, it literally lives right. And I don't, obviously, so I'm like, that's random. But, like, I have this
hidden desire.
This itch in the back of my brain, like, what if someone asked me?
That's crazy.
It's insane. You could do screenshots in the era of Ask FM.
You could, yeah, for sure.
Oh my God.
You could have screenshotted, like, I think from the first iteration of iPhone. Maybe it was the second. But screenshots been around for a while.
Sometimes I go, there's a special cabinet in my parents' apartment with, like, the first iPhone.
Really?
And sometimes I go and look at it. It's a literal brick of metal. But
is it the one with the curved edges?
Mm-hmm. I remember my mom got an iPhone when I was 9 for the first time. And I remember turning it on, like, with the home button and not knowing how to turn it off. So I kept pressing the home button and it wouldn't turn off. And I sat there and I cried because I was like, she's going to figure out that I touched it. Not realizing that if I just left it alone, it would just turn off. But I kept touching the home button.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when we had a landline?
Ooh.
I guys still have a landline.
Whoa.
Do yours not?
No.
Really?
We still have
one. Oh, well, we just recently moved and we still have one.
Sure. What?
Yeah.
Does anyone call it?
Yeah, people are always calling it.
Mainly American Red Cross. That's pretty much it.
I feel like it rings like 2 or 3 times a day still, probably.
Really?
Yeah, and they're like people I know.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Anyways, changing topic.
Away from landlines.
Yeah.
I feel like...
landmines.
No,
shut up.
Talking about landlines is probably the most surefire way to, like, end a conversation.
Yeah, it's like, this is the bookend.
Yeah.
And this conversation is over.
Yep.
We can talk about landmines instead. Remember in Iron Man, for some reason, he goes to, like, Iraq or something, and then he gets captured as a war criminal?
Yeah, I do remember that.
I love Iron Man.
Iron Man is iconic. Marvel is so iconic.
Iron Man is so hot.
Yeah, and you're right about that, and people don't talk about it enough.
They really don't.
They don't.
Also, Wonder Woman.
No.
Really
except
hot.
I didn't like the movie.
We saw it.
Neither did I.
I didn't
the end in the ending really
sucked. And I didn't think this time was hot in it.
No.
Oh. What about the woman?
Gal Gadot?
She was extremely hot.
Woman was extremely hot. No, I thought Chris Pine was ugly in it, though.
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
I don't know who that is.
He was the actor in it.
I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, the whole movie was kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she goes up into the sky.
He goes up
into the sky and, like, saves her.
Spoilers.
Oh my God, spoilers!
If you haven't seen Wonder Woman by now, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that literally came out in 2008.
No, that's not true.
No, it's
that's not.
That's not
true.
2016, maybe?
It's like Harry Potter's 20th anniversary.
No way. That makes me feel really old.
Yeah. Like, the final one or the first one?
The first one, I think.
No. It came out before 2001, for sure.
Okay, then yeah.
the last one, though. Says, okay. Wait, I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Look
what
it
do
up.
I say?
Are you in incognito mode?
I mean...
Always not incognito. Mm.
What?
Whenever someone opens your Safari and they're in incognito mode, I'm like, what were you just looking at?
I'm literally always
really?
In incognito mode.
I'm never in
incognito mode. I hate it!
Except when I'm
in yeah, no, that's the only time. Yeah. So
seriously?
Yeah, I never go on incognito unless I have something to hide.
I literally hate it when you're typing something in and... Like, your previous things, like, all the stupid shit you look at comes
I think it's funny, though.
Harry Potter.
I think it's funny. Harry Potter, premiere date, I guess, is what you should be searching
for. Well, the 20th anniversary, like, reunion thing is happening.
2001?
Oh, the first movie. The movie came out in 2001.
Yeah, the movie came out. The,
okay.
Of the movies, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That doesn't make me feel really old.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
It's very old.
I remember, it is crazy that, like, I remember seeing the movies, some movies, like, I think the first one I watched in the theater was, like, the fourth one.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember watching the movies, like, in a theater. Like, that's weird to me. Because, like, kids these days will have not seen.
No.
Kids, children these days have not seen kids Harry Potter in a theater. Like, well, what are they even doing?
What are they doing?
I've only seen one of them in a theater, I'm pretty sure.
I think I only saw the last few in theaters.
Like, yeah, I think
it's when Voldemort goes, like,
me. I remember seeing six in theaters in particular, because at the end when Dumbledore dies, spoiler alert, they all hold their wands up in the sky.
Yeah.
And I had brought our wands with us, and we held our wands up in the sky.
That's so funny.
That's actually so embarrassing.
Guys, I don't think you understand the degree to which I was obsessed with Harry Potter. I wrote a Harry Potter fanfiction, and it was very popular.
Can I read it?
You absolutely cannot.
Can you imagine masturbating to the fanfiction Monica?
No, Mira? It wasn't sexual. It was romantic. It was beautiful. It was a charming love story.
So first we get vacuum, then we get cough, and now we get Mika ejecting snot from her nose in the shower.
She's blowing her nose in the shower. I thought she was laughing at us at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't.
She's the Mika is the one person you cannot tell that I wrote a Harry Potter fanfiction, because she will never let it go.
No.
Oh, she doesn't know?
She doesn't know.
Well, I just told all of CKUT.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no.
Did you break it?
No.
No.
So, dear listeners, if you missed what just happened, which you did because you didn't see it, because you can't see it, Rose knocked the bauble on my headband, which you'll recall from the beginning of this episode, we are wearing headbands. So I tried to knock the bauble on her headband and instead knock the headband clear off her head.
If you're a true listener, you'll know that we're wearing headbands from the beginning of our show.
Yeah. And with that, let's end it.
Oh, how many minutes are we at?
Like 27.
Oh, that's nice.
Good enough.
Yeah, it is.
Put
good
a lot
enough.
Of chonky music in there.
We have card game tonight.
Yeah, we're playing card games.
Come join us at.
Come join
three,
us.
36.
No. But we hope you guys are doing a lot of winter holiday activities, like card game night.
And drinking hot toddies.
Yeah.
And taking shots of tequila.
Can we actually do shots of tequila tonight?
Yeah, I'm down.
Do we have any tequila?
We're going stupid, going crazy. Okay. I'll go get some.
It's a Saturday night.
It's literally a Saturday night.
Last night, we watched, like, one episode of something and went straight to bed.
Yeah, as you should.
Oh, God, that was...
I was falling asleep by 7, so yeah. Tonight, making up for
tonight
it.
Tonight we rage, guys.
Anyways, this was CKUT 90.3 FM, All Things McGill.
Thanks for listening!
My
name is Rose.
My name is Annika.
And I'm Maya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Maya, pour que tu te reposes. Elle a mis des vermisseaux partout dans la taille, Maya, pour que tu situation's not perfect, but we could have a good time late, walking hand in hand, just you and me, baby. If I could change the season,
change the season,
I could change the reason,
change the reason,
we could change the scene. What I mean, I got no destination, just as long as we're together, baby, could be my last chance,
last chance
to make a good impression. It could be my last chance. So beautiful, like a mystery untold, uncanny as a summer's day, to help your secrets unfold,
your conversation
soothe my soul,
your motivation
keeps me whole. Your sky's so blue, I keep your green grass green. You know what I mean. It could be my last chance,
last chance,
to make this good impression. It could be my last chance,
last chance.
Gotta make that good impression for the girl.
Together.
I see us walking together.
Walking together.
play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial.
Hey, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, fa la 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 la.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
Ici Martin Carly, vulgarisateur scientifique. La vaccination des 5 à 11 ans contre la COVID-19 est commencée. En tant que parent, vous vous demandez peut-être si le vaccin est sécuritaire et efficace. La réponse est oui. Le vaccin est approuvé par Santé Canada et a fait l'objet d'études de qualité portant sur des milliers de personnes, dont des jeunes. Des experts suivent aussi de très près toute manifestation indésirable qui pourrait survenir après la vaccination.
Pour plus d'informations, rendez-vous sur québec.ca/vaccinjeunes. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Wow.